Oroville News on Friday, the 16th of July 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Andrea. The weather forecast: mostly sunny with scattered clouds, more thunderstorms at the weekend. Temperature ranges between 34 degrees during the day and 25 degrees at night. South-southwesterly winds at 18 kilometers per hour. Here's an interview with Lalit from the previous Lavinia team. He talks about the meeting between the new Lavinia team and Mr. B.V. Doshi, architect and member of the governing board, on Thursday.
I think today's meeting was essentially to see and to understand what is the nature and quantum of the work a planning organization has, or it will face, or it has to deal with, and how something like that can be provided with some kind of continuity, and what is the way, best way, most collaborative way, in which we don't lose much time in this transition or handing over period, because the tasks of planning and what is required by the planning in the field, it doesn't really wait as such. So this transition period of understanding what work has been done by the previous team, also in detail, what kind of studies have been done, which proposals have been made, and why a particular decision or studies have been liked or started, this needs to be understood by new team. And it is also very clear, looking at the way we have developed working style so far, that a committee kind of formation alone cannot do work. You need people, the workforce, which has to also put time for something like this. So that team formation also has to come together immediately. So this new Lavinia team, working more at the level of, let us say, the facilitation and administration level, by which they help come up with some kind of goals and objective. What should be the goals and objective of an inclusive, integrated planning in Oroville? And based on that, there would be a broad description. What are the target which, both physically and otherwise, this group would like to achieve? And what is the basic brief for that? And based on these key documents, a collaborative call can be given to all the people in the community, those who want to be a part of any working group, any particular team. And they will also have some kind of, I would say, timeline reference, some kind of deadline, and financial resources, whatever are required. So these were the basic ideas we had also gone through. There was some explanation about what were the key work and direction which were started by the previous Lavinia, and by and large they have to be continued because they are very broad and simple in nature. In terms of housing, has to go ahead, the development of residential sector 1 and 2 in the adjoining crown area where some facilities are coming. So whatever studies we have initiated or we had initiated, they were informed.
And here you can listen to an excerpt from another meeting on Thursday of Orovillians with Mr. Doshi. Jill from the working committee is speaking about recent land exchange.
I don't know if people know here. I think it is day before, you know, there is this land next to Certitude, which was bought by some private party, and they took out all the trees, etc. Mm. 2 days ago, we bought this land. And actually, we exchanged it. Actually, we exchanged it against some land on the NH45. And there, by doing so, we have established an exchange rate. And now other people who own land in the city area are coming forward because they say, okay, this man has accepted this exchange, this rate of exchange. So we hope that this deal not only has saved 6 acres, but has opened the door to more deeds. So things are moving. Things are moving, but it takes a little bit of time, like everything. And we are, I mean, I can assure you that Lavinia and the LCC are very much moving on that, and the governing board is also very concerned. Actually, this is one of the main questions the governing board asks us each time we meet them, is how far are you with the land? How far are you with the land?
The relationship between Oroville and Tahiti from the perspective of human unity. Sadhana Forest offers a Haiti special for the Echo Film Club tonight. A presentation about Sadhana Forest Haiti will be given, and the documentary Haiti Before the Earthquake, The Road to Fondwa, will be shown. After the movie, everyone is invited for a free vegan dinner and a drum session. And some short tips for the weekend. Georges offers a 2-day tango workshop for beginners at ARCA, and on Sunday there will be the World Listening Day. For this occasion, Svaram, the team with the music instruments, offers a brief introduction and some listening experiments. They start the presentation at 3 p.m. at Svaram. After that, there will be a walk through Auroville and its surrounding to experience the colorful world sounds. The mother. Steady efforts always bring great results. For more information, please contact auroville.org.